Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 25th day in the month of August 2025. It's a beautiful new week and it's a beautiful Monday. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Wonderful Part 1. Wonderful Part 1. Are you mistaken from M27? What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel chapter 5 to chapter 8. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 25 verse 1. Isaiah 25 verse 1, which says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou art done wonderful things, thy commands of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah 25 verse 1, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou art done wonderful things, thy counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. Our Bible reading is taken from John chapter 11 from verse 38 to 45. John 11 from verse 38 to 45. From verse 38 it says, Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you will always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to him, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed in him. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is Wonderful Part 1. Our manual today reads, Wonderful means full of wonders. God is such a wonder that the Bible calls him wonderful in Isaiah 9 verse 6. Years ago, I was traveling from Ibadan to Ilorin within Western Nigeria. And there was a narrow bridge along the way that couldn't contain two vehicles driving side by side at the same time. There was a sign ahead which read, narrow bridge ahead. So that when drivers approached the bridge and another vehicle on the bridge coming in the same direction, they could wait for the vehicle to pass through. On this day, my driver and I were already on the bridge and a trailer was coming from another side at great speed. The driver was supposed to stop for us to pass to the other side, but for unknown reasons, he didn't. We were headed for a collision and there was no time to pray. We could only shout, "Jesus!" We met in the middle of the bridge and somehow the vehicle passed by each other. When we got to the other side, my driver was shaking like a jellyfish as he parked the car. If he had looked behind him, he would have noticed I was shaking even more than he was. When he regained his composure, I had regained mine a bit. He turned to me and asked, "Daddy, what happened?" I replied, "God enlarged the bridge." Throughout the rest of the journey, he kept saying, "Wonderful." And I told him, "That's his name." Everything about God is wonderful. His work speaks. His works are wonderful also. We can find that in Psalm 107 verse 8. He created the heavens and the earth in just 6 days. Psalm 40 verse 5 also tells us that many are his wonderful works and they cannot be numbered. His testimonies are also wonderful. Psalm 119 verse 129. He parted the Red Sea in Exodus 14 from verse 21 to 22 and caused the formidable walls of Jericho to crumble on their own, like we see in Joshua 6 verse 20. His knowledge is wonderful, like we see in Psalm 139 verse 6. His counsel is wonderful, like we see in Isaiah 28 verse 29. You can never find a greater or better advisor than the Almighty God. Even when his counsel appears foolish to the human mind, it is infinitely wiser than the wisdom of men, like we see in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25. My wonderful God does great wonders, and I pray for you today. You will experience his wonders before the year ends in Jesus' name. When Lazarus came back to life after 4 days in the grave, it was a wonder. My wonderful God will visit every dead matter in your life and cause you to experience great wonders in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please stretch your wonderful hands towards me and cause me to experience great wonders in Jesus' name. Father, please stretch your wonderful hands towards me and cause me to experience great wonders in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen." Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. So on www.priestpalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.